Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Team Toby Positive Radio Show with your host, Charmaine Hammond. Join us each week as Charmaine and her Team Toby Pack improve lives by teaching kindness, acceptance, and respect. Our mission is to get listeners into the conversation about living a fulfilled, prosperous life through the unique and powerful animal-human bond. Be part of the team and lead the way of change. Find us on the web, Facebook, and YouTube at The Original Team Toby and on Twitter at Team Toby 2. Here's your host, Charmaine Hammond.
Well, hello, everyone. One of the reasons I love having a blog, Your Book is a Business, is because I've had the opportunity to meet or to be introduced to some incredible writers around the world, and so many of them are doing unique marketing strategies. And today we're talking to an author who doesn't just use unique marketing strategies. Cindy O'Neill uses unique writing strategies. I was introduced to Cindy through a mutual colleague, Rachel, and I just love what I've been learning about Cindy. We're both from Ontario, so we have that in common. But Cindy, you've just taken such an incredible approach to your book. You're also a singer and songwriter. You're an author. Let's talk a little bit about who Cindy O'Neill is. Tell the audience who you are and what you're up to, and we'll talk about your book.
Well, you know, it's funny you say I'm a songwriter and a singer. I've done a number of different things in my career path, and I'm just kind of a left-handed backwards Pisces who creative type who is just trying to find where I'm supposed to be and when. I have had a number of different turns in my career path, and through those they've enhanced my creativity and how I approach what I want to do, which is writing and singing and connecting with the world. And that all of that has culminated in my latest project, which is my Healing Circle Puzzles book. And it's not a book, it's not a novel, it's not a book in the sense that you pick it up and curl up on the couch and read for hours. It's all about word searches. I've created word searches from scratch.
Well, I love that. And let me just give the folks a website for that. Folks, if you're listening right now and you're at a computer, go over to passionatepuzzler.com and you can actually see what Cindy's talking about, Healing Circle Puzzles. They're word searches without words. And how did this concept come up? I think it's brilliant, and it's also beautiful. And the fact that these puzzles have the word searches, basically the reader is going to be doing the word search, and the end result is spelling the missing word or words in an uplifting quote. So there's this beautiful outcome at the end of the work.
Yes, well, and the idea of the puzzles is to take people to spaces that are healing in a sense, that take you away from your everyday stress and the pressure of life and let your brain and your body relax a little. All of the puzzles have positive themes, and there's actual art in the puzzle book as well, which makes it different again. All of the art is original, and most of it was created specifically for the book. And the art, it's full color, the whole book is full color, the puzzles are color. And what I wanted to give people was the opportunity to just sit and be, do these puzzles, and let themselves step away from whatever pressures are in their world. When I created the book, I was very ill. I was actually fighting for my life. I had just been released from a month-long stay in hospital, and creating these puzzles was helping me to heal. And that's why this book was so important to me to actually get printed and get out into the world, because the whole energy around them is to help people I don't know. I'm losing my words in this very moment, but the idea is that the content of the puzzles takes you to a space which releases you from, you know, if you're stuck in a hospital bed, which mm-hmm. I was, you know,
right,
if you're at
right.
home and you, if you, you know, if you have a broken leg or an injury and you can't move, and you, you know, it gives you a place to just step away from your issues.
Right, exactly. I was actually found that really compelling on your website when you talked about that, that kind of what you had pictured when you were creating it is that you thought perhaps there might be somebody who is in the hospital or housebound and having a tough time, and that this project would give them joy or take them away, as you said, from the stress and, you know, give them hope. And I think it's such a powerful creation that you've done. And what's so interesting for me, Cindy, listening, is that, you know, it sounds like the creation of these puzzles became kind of a bit of a healing journey. They were part of your healing and getting you back to health as well.
Yes, they were. I spent hundreds and thousands of hours creating these puzzles, and they had to be just so. I didn't want to just throw together a book of word searches. All of the themes and every single word, everything in the whole puzzle book is very on purpose and with the intention of helping other people, giving them, you know, just a little spark to their day, anything. Because when I was living in this little house, I was alone. I was provinces away from any family. I didn't have any family in the province at all. And doing these puzzles and thinking about this project and that someday maybe this little book could help somebody else helped me. It took me away from the fear and the physical pain that I was experiencing at the time and the fear for future. You know, when you're ill or when you're disabled, you have a lot of concerns about your future. And so these puzzles, creating them for myself and for other people, helps me through that.
Well, I always love asking writers, you know, how did this book come about, or what inspired you? And I get such different answers every single time. That's part of why I love doing interviews. I mean, the backstory to how your book was created is just, you know, incredible. And you've just put together just an amazing healing tool for people. And again, the website, folks, that I'm looking at right now while I'm speaking to Cindy O'Neill is PassionatePuzzler.com. I got to tell you, I actually love the book cover, too. The colors just kind of pull me in. You happen to use turquoise on that cover, and it's my favorite color. It's like my good energy color.
Oh,
so just the cover, you know, I look at the cover, and it just makes me just want to open it up and dive in.
Oh, good. See, and that's what I was hoping. I designed the cover, and I worked with a great fellow. His name is Carlton, and he did the typesetting, you know, put the book format together. But when I sent him the image, the cover image, I said, you know, here's the cover image. This is what I want. I just want it tweaked a little, but it has to be this because I want the book is the entrance to another world, to another space,
mm-hmm.
Which is what the puzzles and which is what the gift I was trying to create for people is. You know, open the book, go to another space, forget about, you know, what is concerning you right here, right now, and just get lost in these puzzles and these images.
Well, I think that's so important. I was actually watching something on TV last night on the news, and they were interviewing some folks that have had some very traumatic incidents in their life and were hospitalized or had become had lost functions of parts of their body, and so some really mm-hmm. traumatic outcomes for people. And it was interesting, they all kind of said the same thing in their own way, that part of their healing and getting their attitude to be focused on health instead of disease or health and wellness instead of injury, mm-hmm. all of them said in their own way that they needed to be taken somewhere. So one guy talked about video games, that he had never played a video game in his life, and this fantasy kind of video game allowed him to go into another world. And he had become a paraplegic through an accident at work, and used his mouth to control the video game controls. And his son talked about the fact that he felt that just being able to go somewhere different and fun and through the video game and escape his reality had actually helped this man become an inspiration now to people around the world. So I totally get what you're saying about the importance of taking people somewhere away from their stress.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and we all need that, especially when we're facing extreme challenges. And to each person, a challenge, you know, what seems simple or to someone would be completely different to someone else. And that's why, you know, it's a very personal experience. And that's what I'm wanting this book to be for people.
What were some of the challenges of putting together a book like this? Because it is so different, so unique. So it's not like there's a ton of them when you go into a chapter store and you can flip through them and see what other people have done. I mean, this is just completely unique. So what were some of the challenges you faced as a writer?
Well, the challenges were that the whole project itself, I don't even know if anyone's ready for it.
No.
because it is so different, and because it's, you know, it's more of it has art, and because it's the paper itself, I mean, that was specially chosen. It can't even be compared with other puzzle books, so there isn't there isn't even really a category. So that was quite challenging. And then the fact, trying to explain it to people, you know, I self-published the book, and so having it in bookstores or explaining it to people until they see it, until they, you know, hold it or look at it or buy it, it's hard to explain it, to have people. So that's a massive challenge, especially as an indie publisher, that, you know, I've created something that perhaps, you know, now that it's in existence, others will follow. But right now, it's the you have to see it to experience it situation.
Right. You know, I got to say, the wording that you've chosen to describe the book, in the written information you sent to me as well as on the web, is really clear, because I didn't really know anything about the book before we were setting up the radio and preparing to have you guest blog on our blog. And I, without going to your website first, I started to get maybe an idea of what this was about. So your hard work and diligence in pulling together some clarity language and marketing language to help people get it, I think is really well served, Cindy, because that was certainly the impression I got when I was reading through.
Well, thank you for that, because I want people to know what they're getting. And that's another thing that's extremely important to me, Charmaine, is that so often you hear people say, well, I bought something and, you know, it didn't come, or it was this or it was that. I want people... This is my connection to people. Whoever purchases this book, part of me is going with it. And so I want people to know, I want them to have a sense, I guess, from the website or from whatever literature is out there on the book, that this is real and they can trust it, and that, you know, if they order a book, it's really going to come, you know, and it's really going to be what the pictures were on the website, you know, because of who I am and because of what the book is for, but also because, again, being an indie publisher and not having huge resources, it's important to create that, you know, trust and reality for people.
Absolutely. And I was also really inspired when I was on your website, and again, folks, it's PassionatePuzzler.com that I'm on right now talking to Cindy O'Neill. I also noticed that you've created a set of cards from the Healing Circle Puzzle book. Tell us about that.
Well, those I love sending letters and notes to people. I've always thought, you know, in the mail, most people only get bills, and that sucks. Especially with the, you know, now everything is electronic, so who gets anything happy in the mail anymore? So I'm thinking we need more happy in the world. So I created some of the art from the book. I created little 5x7 cards that are, again, full color that people can write little mantras to themselves and, you know, put somewhere if they need a little reminder or pick me up. They see this picture and it makes them think of their mantra. Or they can send little notes to friends or, you know, somebody far away or in the hospital or what have you. And it was also another way to promote the artists that are in the book. The artists that are in there, they're largely unknown. And I'm wanting to support their abilities and their art. And so it's another way to get their art in people's hands.
Well, I love that. And I also really appreciate the fact that as an entrepreneur and you know, an author myself, one of the things we're always trying to do is find what I call wraparound products or services that we can sell separately or with our book. So I think, again, this is such a great example of an opportunity that you've taken to not repurpose material, but to provide a wraparound product that you could sell with your book or separately, or people might buy the cards first because they see them from someone else and they go buy the book. So I think from a marketing angle as well, you've really been innovative there, Cindy.
Well, thanks. It wasn't intentional that way, but geez, that's brilliant.
Don't you love it when these unplanned outcomes really come out to serve you well? Oh, yeah. Cindy, I've really enjoyed talking to you. Now, I just want to make sure we give the listeners a chance to hear where they can get the book. And again, the website, folks, I'm on is passionatepuzzler.com. Of course, it has www in front of it. Anything else that you want to mention about where people can buy the book? I know you've got some stores in Ontario. If we've got Ontario folks listening, the website lists some stores that are also selling Cindy's book.
Yes. In Sudbury, Tree of Life North is a fabulous little store. It's got lots of very, you know, unique things in it, and they are carrying my book. Because the book is so special, I haven't put it out there, you know, en masse.
Mm-hmm.
It is not in any chapters, nor I'm not intending for that soon unless something really amazing happens, only because of the nature of the book.
Right.
But the website primarily is the best place to get it, and I hand wrap every book and send it out into the world for people, and I even sign it. I will put a little note in there. I've had a number of people who have ordered the book for someone else.
And they send
it as a gift, and I, you know, I sign it for that person. So I love doing that because then, you know, just the thought of somebody giving it to somebody else is
exactly.
That's really splendid.
Well, and I know that you're on Facebook, folks. You can follow Cindy on Facebook by just going right to her website. And there's a nice clickable link there. And Cindy, I just want to say thanks so much for joining us all the way from Ontario. You guys are 3 hours ahead of us, so you're already halfway through your day, and we're just waking up over here. But thank you so much for joining us and for doing something so creative that can help people around the world.
Well, I really appreciate your interest, Charmaine, and I thank you for getting up so early to chat with me. This has been awesome, and it means a great, great deal to me. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. And we get up really early in this house because you know what it's like when you have pets. We have a dog who hears something every morning at like 6 o'clock or 6:30, so good luck ever trying to sleep in at our place. Well, after it's like a big celebration if it's 7:30 on the weekend.
Yeah, really. Ours, too, we have two dogs. One of them is an 8-month-old puppy, and life is a big party for her. It's like, come on now, we're alive, get up.
Oh, well, that's one of the reasons I love working at home as a writer, and I know that know, lots of folks listening today, you have the opportunity to spend lots of time at home while you're writing and with your family. So again, Cindy, thank you so much for the information you've shared. I know you'll inspire many people, and all the best with your book.
Thanks. Thank you so much.
I just love how Cindy was talking about the power of positive thoughts and how thoughts can help with healing, and when we can take our mind away from serious issues in our life and challenges. So thank you, Cindy, for that great conversation. It got me thinking about the power of positive thoughts in the workplace as a consultant and a professional speaker, having worked in government departments and oil companies and healthcare centers. And even at corporate conventions and conferences, I get to meet thousands and thousands of people a year. And one of the things I really notice is that there are people who come to their work with a can-do kind of attitude. They're there to make the best of the situation, and they show up as their true, authentic self. They really show up on purpose. And then I've also met other folks who really struggle with positive thoughts. They see the negative in everything. They find fault with the change. They find fault with policies, even find fault with people. And a lot of times, the negative thinking can really, really get in the way of relationships. In fact, I've seen many workplace relationships break down based on how people show up at work. And a lot of times what you will see is people who are coming to work with a very negative attitude. They've lost hope in the workplace, sometimes even in themselves. It's usually an indicator that there's other things going on. It's not just all about that policy or that workplace. Positive attitudes also really relate to how well conflict gets resolved in the workplace. And, of course, how safe we are in the workplace. One of the elements I learned many, many years ago when I was a corporate mediator mediating conflicts, and some of them were actually really intense conflicts in workplaces, was that we really had to help people frame their day and frame their conversation. So as a mediator, I actually spent a lot of time getting people prepared for the conversation that they were going to have in mediation. And this involves things like asking them questions to see the other person's perspective, or asking people the different ways that they could look at that particular situation that they were facing. And often when we can see something through a different set of lens, it's sort of like taking a pair of glasses that don't belong to you and putting them on and looking straight ahead and seeing what you see, and then taking them off and putting on another pair of glasses that don't belong to you. And of course, each pair of glasses has a different prescription, which is going to create a different look every time you look forward. So that's one of the things we want to do in changing our perspectives, is be able to see situations from different angles and from different lenses. When we can do that in the workplace, we really advance the potential of being able to resolve conflict, build trust, and restore relationships that may have got damaged along the way. Toby, our dog, and I presenting on this particular topic in the workplace, because when Toby the dog comes out on stage, I mean, you got to picture it. He's a 90-pound Chesapeake Bay Retriever, big amber golden eyes, huge pink floppy tongue, tail wagging so fast it looks like he's going to take flight. And he comes out on the stage and he just barks and engages the audience. And that's what positive looks like. That's what hope looks like. That's what excitement and energy in the workplace looks like. So we find that people remember these events long after we've been to their workplace or to the conference. And Toby continues to be such an amazing inspiration and teacher in my life. What I enjoy most about working with Toby when he accompanies me to different speaking organizations and presentations is that it gives me an opportunity to show what I'm talking about just through Toby's presence. Animals are great connectors. They're great teachers. And they really, Toby, for example, is a wonderful demonstration of what positive hope and trust looks like, because that's the other piece. When we're up on a stage at a conference, he's trusting me that everything will be okay. And sometimes in the workplace, we've got to put that same amount of trust into our relationships with our supervisor and our colleagues. And all of you listening have been there at some point or another. So I want to thank you all for joining in Positive Radio. We've got some exciting news in October, just around the corner, 1 month away. We'll be heading out to Saskatchewan and Manitoba in Canada for our second leg of the Paul Across Canada tour. We're really excited about that. We hope we get to come to your restaurant, your hotel, your children's program, and your school to be able to visit you with Toby and have you participate on our mission to build a kinder Canada, one paw, one person at a time. 2015, we're actually doing paws across North America. Much longer tour, and of course, we'll be looking forward to our time in the U.S. as well. Until next time, let's be kind to one another.